something that you use to break up the ground even finer with?
Well, sometimes you use a disc, a shovel. You take a scooter stock then and use shovels to do other parts. Do open your ground and open your bed and drop it, and then hire to cover it. All that people had different kinds of spring tooth harrows, a straight tooth harrow. Some of them call spring, we always call a spring tooth harrow a G-wheel.
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 Did you have one of these things, like if you were going to sharpen your axe, something that turned around?
Yeah, grinding rod. Yeah.
What about something you could hold in your hand if you wanted to sharpen?
Quit rod.
Well, right.
Quit rod.
You ever heard people around here make any kind of a temporary lamp or a makeshift lamp out of just a bottle and maybe some kerosene and something for a wick?
For a wick?
For a temporary light.
Yeah, I put a rope in it for a wick.
What would they call something like that?
Flambeau.
Is that right?
Yeah. Hmm. They get that out of these names that you see on these highways, you know, that flickering light. That's called flambeau.
Oh, those little black kind of...
Yeah, bowls, you know.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah. Used to be a little old schoolhouse, set right there. And I come in here one night, I had a big bunch of niggas here, and they come in here and was gambling, and had one in RC Cola bottle with a rope in. I opened the door, they were around there, and I said, well, who gave y'all privilege to come in this schoolhouse? Nobody said nothing. I said, who lighted this? Nobody said nothing. I said, I'll take it. I just turned the gun up from the hip and shot that bottle all to pieces. It's a wonder I hadn't ricocheted and hit some of them, but it didn't do it. Went on through the floor.
Yeah.
I thought of that lost time that I could have just got into it that easy, you know.
Yeah. I guess so. You ever heard people call kerosene by any other name?
Yeah, coal oil.
Coal oil.
I don't know where they got that at, but just a few people call it coal oil, right. Old people. When I was a young fella, they called it coal oil. I don't reckon nobody know what that was now.
Yeah.
You ever find anybody else that called it that?
Coal oil?
Yeah, around in different places.
Sure.
I imagine you find you about all the same around different places.
You were talking about colored people. Do the whites and the colored people get along pretty well around here?
Worse than they ever have.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
It's a racial situation, immigration. Yeah.
Think it was a better situation when you were growing up, say?
Oh, yeah. Of course, I don't think, I'm not saying that I think that was the right situation. I'm saying it was a more of a smoother situation. Simply because that the black man didn't have the power that he has now, and he's using it, and I don't blame him, whatever in the world, because if a man had the advantage over me that I knew he didn't deserve, when I got loose from it, I might be put her off myself. And I think that's what it is.
You have any idea what I say colored people a lot. Do you have any idea what the ones around here would prefer to be called?
I think now they'd prefer to be called blacks. They used to, when I come up, they had two names. I've heard some of them say that there was a nigger and a negro.
Right.